Okay, what are some of the usual tools you might have around the house?
Well, the usual tools for the yard, you'd have a hoe and a rake and lawnmower and
how about hand
broom
tools?
Well, you'd want some you'd want a yard broom to sweep up with, and then you'd have a little spade that you'd want to plant with, or a little craw thing to loosen up the ground around, or flowers or something. And
if I were
a shovel and a hoe and a mattock.
If I were going to set up housekeeping, just me, and I needed somebody to buy me some tools that I as a woman might need in setting up housekeeping.
Well, you'd need a hammer and a screwdriver and a pair of pliers.
That's about all I have.
That's about all you got, huh? That's about all you need inside.
Yeah.
Now.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
Yes, I was asking my father. I had never heard that.
You had?
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shafts. I don't know if it was correctly pronounced or not, but it's...
For the parts of a wheel, you start with the inside. That's the hub.
Yeah.
Then there are the spokes that come out and fit into the...
Wood rim, and then your steel. Then you have your tire on it, the steel.
You couldn't do any better if I'd handed you the book and just asked. On a buggy, the thing that the traces come back to in order to hook on is called?
Shaft. No, it's a single tree, I guess.
Okay. On the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree.
Right.
What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched
double
to?
Double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you might say he was doing what?
Delivering the wood.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and blanked it out of the way.
Moved it. Drug it out of the way.
What's the first thing that you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant?
The first thing you use? Well, you got to take your... You got to turn it first. And
what do you use to turn it?
Use a turner, or you can use, if you break it up, you could use a disc harrow to loosen up the dirt, and then you can take the plow and with a double tree on it and bust it open there and leave it straight. And but now in planting cotton, and some of it planting corn in the furrow, but planting cotton, they go along and they fix that and they get it up on top, and then you run your Guano distributor down through there and your cotton planter right behind it to plant the cotton with.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove links?
The X-frame, let me see, I used to know what that was. It's just a horse, I guess, an X-frame wooden horse.
Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb and a...
Brush.
Okay, you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Cartridges.
Okay. What do you call the playground equipment that children play on that one child's balancing the other and going up and down?
It's a seesaw.
Okay, and what would they be doing if they were on this?
They would be seesawing.
Okay. What do you call a lumber board that's fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on?
Now, how's that?
A lumber board that's fixed at both ends that children can jump up and down on in the middle.
Sticks on it. Sticks at both ends?
Well, it's nailed down at both ends, and they jump in the middle.
I don't know. I've never seen that done. It's just a bouncing, I guess. I wouldn't know what to say that is.
I've never heard of
it. Neither.
There might be a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and go around it. What do you call it?
That's a merry-go-round.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that children...